Well, welcome back. We're inside the huddle, sponsored by Susan Casper State Farm Insurance. I'm Don Stock. We're getting ready to talk with Coach Camden Parkhurst. He's the head coach of the number one team in 2A baseball, the Carroll Cougars. Coach, good morning.
Morning. Thanks for having me.
Hey, we're so happy to have you. Congratulations on a tremendous win in the sectional.
Thank you. Yeah, I mean, it's, you know, obviously what you play for this time of year, so it's good to be have an opportunity to play in the regional and get a sectional championship under our belt.
Well, you know, if I remember correctly, in a conversation we had prior to you heading to Wabash, was the fact that you had some not finished work that you needed to get taken care of this year. Looks like you did.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we made an exit last year in that sectional tournament quite a bit sooner than we wanted to. We got bounced in the first round by a good Wabash team, but a team last year we felt like, you know, we were better than. We just didn't, you know, we didn't have a lot of experience in the postseason, and I think that showed last year with our guys. And this year it was a totally different feeling. My staff and I talked, you know, before we got on the bus to head over for the Wabash game. We had BP here on our field before we got on the bus to head to Wabash, and it was just a totally different feeling this year than last year. It was an experience. You know, you can feel the experience kind of come through a little bit, and just a totally different atmosphere. There wasn't so much nerves as there was excitement and ready to get started in a postseason journey that we hope, you know, goes well past today.
So you go up, I think, on a Tuesday evening. You play Lewis Cass. Did weather come into a play up there for you guys?
Well, you want to talk about a weird day, right? I mean, we watched the radar all day long, and it looked like Wabash was just going to get hammered. As a matter of fact, ADs were on the phone with the IHSAA and some conferences, and they're looking for turf because it looked like, you know, pretty much a wash the rest of the day. And then it got kind of weird where the radar looked like they were going to get that first game in and not our game. And then, you know, then you start talking about competitive disadvantages with pitch counts and who's going to be available. So, you know, we just got to get on the bus and go over there and sit, and, you know, we watched the radar all night long, and big red cell gets right to Wabash, and it kind of flips and goes right around it, and we were fortunate enough to get that in, and we didn't have weather impact the rest of the tournament. But we were one of the few, just kind of looking around the state, we were one of the few that were able to keep our tournament on schedule and not get a lot of things backlogged, so that was nice. But yeah, there was definitely some concerns, and it's kind of weird for kids, too. You know, we get there, we get loose, we get warmed up, and sky gets dark, wind starts blowing, so you'll put our kids back on the bus because we don't want them out in the weather. And it just never ended up. I mean, it missed it a little bit at Wabash for a few minutes and ended up being a beautiful night to play baseball. So a lot more, you know, I think went into that than people realize. That's harder on kids sometimes than people realize, you know, not knowing if you're going to start or getting hot, getting cold. So it was definitely different.
Well, I know what it's like to take a bus ride to a tournament and then get up there only to have the game washed out. You go back home, then you got to travel back up there again. That takes a lot of energy, I think, out of kids riding on a bus. What is it, an hour and a half, 2 hour ride for you guys?
It was a little bit over an hour on a bus for us. But yeah, thankfully we didn't have to do that. We got up there and we just sat around there for a little bit. We were able to get the games in, and like I said, the Saturday and Mondays were beautiful nights for baseball. But yeah, that first night, it was definitely kind of touch and go there for a while, but we were fortunate to get that game in.
Well, you played a Lewis Cass team, beat them 14-8 to get you into the semifinal rounds of the sectional. Anything exciting you want to talk about, you and your kids, in that ball game?
Yeah, not one of our finest outings of the year, to be real honest with you. I believe in the fifth, we were down 5-3 in that game, and we just weren't really sharp for a better part of that game defensively. And if you ask our kids or ask our staff, that really eats at me. I love good defensive baseball, and we were not sharp at all. And a couple of my assistants got some earfuls off and on during that game. They kind of joke about it now, but I think we committed 5 errors in that game, and that's so uncharacteristic of us. You know, we've been a very solid defensive team for a better part of the year, so that was a game where our bats kind of carried us, you know. And even then, I thought Cass did a great job. You look at their record, It wasn't outstanding, and I had a lot of people talk to us leading into that game that based on record, it kind of feels like it can be. And we really, you know, kind of leaned on our kids and said, hey, look, they play a pretty difficult schedule, and I don't think that record is indicative of their skill level. And that showed. They competed really well with us. Got up 2-0 on us in the first. We came back and took a 3-2 lead, and they responded with three runs in the fifth to get ahead of us. And then our kids really did a great job then of kind of locking in, and we drove their starter out of the game. And once we did that, we were able to stack up some runs. And we're pretty aggressive, and we were able to stay aggressive and make some things happen to kind of, you know, 2, 3, 4 runs here and there each inning to really kind of separate ourselves from them a little bit. But we had to grind that game out. It was, you know, 14 to 8 sometimes looks easy on a box score, but that was not an easy ball game for us. We really had to work to get out of that. And I thought for the first time all year long, you know, we talked about, you know, we just talked a little bit ago about we got, you know, bounced early in that tournament last year. I think for the first time all year, we kind of saw that in our kids' eyes. There was a little bit of pressure to perform. And you know, when you're number one, that comes with its own set of pressures. But then when you're number one, you got bounced the year before, and now you're in a tough game that people felt like you shouldn't be in. I mean, that really puts some pressure on young kids. And I thought our veteran guys, we talk about Wade Peters, I think Wade really carried us through that game. He came up with some clutch hits. He and Eli Harshbarger did that allowed us to get out of there and put some distance between us and them and relax in those later innings. But that was not an easy baseball game. And I always think if you look at teams who make postseason runs, and we got a lot of guys on this team that are on the basketball team, so in that section, their first game was the toughest one to get, and then they played really well through the rest of that. I think it was kind of the same for us. Breaking the ice in the postseason tournament is not easy. And if you're talented, once you do that, then some good things happen. So I think we saw that for us in the tournament.
Well, do you think that because you got a quick out the year before, that's playing on their minds a little bit coming into this ball game?
You know, we didn't talk a lot about it, but I think we saw that when Cass jumped up on us. You just kind of saw that little bit of here we go again kind of look in a few of our guys' eyes. And then we kind of settled down. Once a couple of good things happened, we were able to tie that game back up at 2. Then we kind of settled down. And I thought it was a really great response for us in the fifth then when they responded and got back ahead of us. But our kids are pretty tough mentally. And so maybe that crept in for a minute, but they're good enough and mentally tough enough. We put them through the grinder. You look at our schedule, and we played 9 games against sectional champs when we were 8-1 in those games. So we have played some competition. We've had to grind some games out. So I think that really came into play in that ball game. We were able to lean on our experience. And having that series with Eastern before we got into the postseason, we went to Lafayette Central Catholic the Monday before the start of the sectional. So I think those were really good things for us that we were able to grow and learn from. And I think that was very applicable in that game.
Well, I know when I looked at the schedule prior to you guys going to Wabash for the sectional and saw that on the Monday night you were playing Catholic over there, I'm thinking, man, that seems to be kind of a crazy move. But in the long term, it was probably the right thing to get a feel for where your guys were at the time before heading into the tournament. So congrats for you. Well, then you go back up and you take on Wabash, the host school. I'm sure the guys were licking their lips to get off the bus to get back to those guys.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, kind of the scene of the crime is what everybody, you know, we kind of set around our dugout. But, and again, you know, the same thing happened in that game. We gave up a run in the first inning. We were down 1-0. And there was just no panic from our guys. And I thought that game was really telltale of how we win baseball games. It was, they got ahead, and then we just started 2 runs, you know, 1 run each inning. We just started stacking up runs and kind of pushing our weight on them a little bit, and we separated ourselves. I think by the 5th, we were up 6 runs and really felt pretty comfortable with Will on the mound. He threw, you know, one of his better games of the season. He was a little dinged up going into that game, and I think in that game he gave up 2 hits. And really threw well, limited his walks, and one of his better outings of his career. And, you know, we talked a lot about when you're a guy like Will and you're kind of our dude. I mean, those are the days you got to show up, and he definitely did that. He struggled a little bit so far in the postseason offensively, but on the mound, he was lights out in that game, gave us everything he had in the tank, and, to get us to Monday. And again, Wade and Eli, clutch hits in that game to kind of help separate us. And we're down 1-0, and Owen Duff, our leadoff guy, hits a huge two-run home run to kind of break the ice for us offensively. And from that point on, we were pretty sharp in that game.
Yeah, home run usually gets everybody juiced up pretty good. I would say that. Well, then you're coming back to play a team from around the Fort Wayne area, Whitco. I don't know if you knew much about, but handled them pretty well at 9-0.
Yeah, and that's hard because it's a team we really didn't know anything about. We had one game. We stayed and watched their game against North Manchester afterwards, but not a lot of comparables on our schedule, not a lot of guys we know from that area to get scouting reports from, so makes it interesting going into a game like that. But I thought Tanner, who won the Cavs game on the mound for us as well, but Tanner started that game, and it was the most efficient effort in a sectional championship that I've seen. He threw a complete game shutout, game of four hits, and did so in right around 80 pitches. He was just outstanding in that game, and for us, usually, I mean, we got some pretty high strikeout numbers from some of our pitchers. We didn't strike a lot of guys out. We played really solid defensively behind him, so that was good to see after we kind of had a gift against Louis Cass. So it was really good to see that. We had contributions from all over the field defensively in that game. Trent Metzger, a young sophomore, played some of the best second base in that tournament, in that sectional tournament that I've seen in a long time, and really helped carry us. And Wade made some really outstanding, diving and running catches in center field for us to limit hits and keep guys off bases. So it was kind of a complete effort. We only had six hits in that sectional championship game, so we took advantage of walks and things that they gave us and kind of played our style of baseball, moving runners, small ball, taking advantage of mistakes. And it was a really good all-around team win for us. And, with soccer, football, and basketball winning sectionals, it was good to kind of get that monkey off our back, because we've heard a lot about, we're kind of the last leg here to bring home the clean sweep. So it was good to do that.
So the way the tournament's set up, Tuesday, Saturday, Monday, that's probably favorable for you as far as being able to set your top two pitchers in place for the tournament?
Yeah, it was favorable for us, particularly with, like I said, Will being dinged up going into that. It gave us, being able to throw Tanner in that first game and having all the confidence in the world to send Tanner out there. Technically Tanner is our number two. So to get two wins out of him in the sectional to allow Will to rest and get a little bit healthier for that Wabash outing was huge. And so being able to push Will off this Saturday and have a guy like Tanner who can go get you a win in the early parts of the tournament was really, I think, a key part of us being able to win a sectional game. There's not a lot of teams that have the depth and confidence to be able to do that. So having guys like Will and Tanner and then Eli and Trent release, makes the world a difference in the depth department for us.
Well, one thing before we get out of the sectional, start heading to what looks to be a whale of a regional that you're getting ready to host, let's talk about the travel, because you're going all the way up to Wabash to play in a sectional site, and your first team that you're playing in the regional is Delphi. So I guess there's no answer to it, but I guess what's the do you prepare for the Wabash run, or do you write IHSAA and say, why aren't we just going 15 minutes down the road to the sectional there?
Well, I've learned in now 15 years of this, and part of that time in athletic administration, there's very little you're going to get from writing that letter. So we just go where they tell us we're going to go, and we go play. And to be honest with you, Don, we were thankful to make that bus drive three times this year instead of just one. So we didn't have any problem with that. And we were fortunate enough, too. Last year when we went, we played on a school night, and we played the early games. So we had to get guys out of school. I mean, there's a whole lot of just, we're very process and rhythm oriented. So a lot of things just threw us out of that. This year, the way it was set, we were able to do all of our normal stuff and play in the late game on that Wednesday night. We were able to do our on-field PP and everything we do, and then playing Saturday and Monday with no school. It really didn't impact us all that much other than it is a little bit of time to sit on a bus, but I will tell you, it made the bus ride home Monday night didn't feel nearly as long.
I bet. Well, let's move our thoughts now towards the upcoming weekend, the regional tournament that you're hosting, and it's a whale of a tournament. It's actually a mini version of a Hoosier Heartland Conference tournament. As in the upper bracket, you have number 3. Now I'm going by the poll. I know you have a coach's poll. Number 3, Wapahani, coming in at 22-4. They're going to take on Eastern, ranked number 12, at 23-7 in the first ball game. And then you are coming in ranked number 1 with 1 loss on your resume. And you're going to take on number 17, Delphi, who's 21-8, and you've already played twice.
Yeah, I've said, you know, several times this week, there is not a better regional in the state of Indiana. If you like high school baseball, come to Carroll on Saturday. I mean, there's going to be some good baseball to be played out here. And yeah, I mean, it just depends on what pool you look at. You know, the coaches' pool has that set up as 1, 3, 4, 9 that are going to be here. So the top 10, regardless of who comes out of here, the top 10 is going to take a blow tomorrow at the end of the night. So, but it should be some really good baseball. It's going to be, you know, 4 really well coached, really well prepared teams. Ryan does a good job over at Delphi. When I was over at Cowan, I got to play some of Ryan Dudley's Wapahani teams, and that's one of the best programs in the state of Indiana. Brian's kids will be very well prepared. They'll be fundamentally sound, and then Nick, just down the road at Eastern, does a great job with his kids as well. So it should be some good baseball tomorrow. Whoever comes out of here at 8 o'clock tomorrow night is going to earn an opportunity to go to the semi-state. Nobody's going to be able to say that team was given anything.
Well, let's talk about Delphi. You've played them twice before. You beat them at home back in April, 14-4. Then you went over to their place the same week and beat them 8-6. Now you're getting ready to play them a third time. And you know the old saying, how difficult it is to beat them 3 times, the same team one time or 3 times in 1 year. Does the fact that you've played them and beat them already advantage or disadvantage or nothing at all?
I think it's neither. You know, that series was in early April. Both teams have changed significantly since then. Ryan always does a great job having his teams playing well, really well at the end of the year. I mean, this is their third straight trip to the regional. They won it last year, so I don't put any stock into that early season tournament. I mean, everybody's roster looks a little bit different. Guys were in different positions. So I think it's a fresh start. Obviously, being a county rival, you know, kids are excited about it. Parents are excited about it. Community's excited about it. But to us, this is the one thing our kids have done a really good job of all year long is not letting the moment get big, not looking past who's in front of us. So right now, we're looking at it, you know, just as another game. If anybody who's at Wabash will tell you, actually, that kind of got, I don't want to say complaints, but some jabs from parents that they were really disappointed in our post-game celebration of Wabash. I mean, our kids, it was like another game. They're looking forward to the next one on their schedule, and we've done a really good job of just staying in that moment. But I think we'll see that tomorrow, and we're going to give our best effort. And what happens at the end of the 7 innings, you know, win or lose, our kids are going to play their hearts out. I have no doubt about that. And we're going to put our best foot forward and see what happens.
All right, so any favorite as far as either Wapahani or Eastern? I mean, you're in the same boat if Eastern beats upsets. I guess you could say Wapahani. You've already played them twice. You beat them at home 10-6, and you beat them away 5-2. And I know they're a very good baseball team, as you mentioned earlier.
Yeah, I mean, I think in the postseason there really is no favorites. I mean, it just whatever happens, whoever has the best day ends up. And that's what's so hard about baseball, right? I mean, you could be the better team, but you only got to beat them once in this game. There's a reason when you get into college and Major League Baseball, it's a series and not a one-game set because anything can happen. And that first game, I think it's going to be a really good game. The Snyder kid from Watts is probably the best pitcher from Eastern. Is probably the best pitcher we've seen all year long. That game between he and Will over there on in late May was a fantastic baseball game, a really well-pitched game from two good kids. But I know Locke Green, last kid over here, who is also a really good pitcher. So I think that's going to be a whale of a ball game. I don't know that, you know, you can say who's going to come out on top of that. You can show up and watch and see what happens.
So, my train of thought, well, first of all, let me say we're speaking with Coach Cameron Parkhurst, the head coach of the Carroll Cougars baseball team. And, Coach, let's talk some about your players now. We kind of feel for how the day is going to go on Saturday. But let's talk about your guys, Jackson Ayers and Metzger and Peters and how well they're doing for you right now and what your expectations are for Saturday.
Yeah, so we've got four-year starters, who regardless of whether we win two games or not tomorrow, playing their last game on this field, and all four are great kids. Jackie's an outfielder. Last year we had an injury and we kind of said we need a catcher, and Jackie's going to do it. And that kid has given more effort back there and touch and grit than anybody could ask for. He is not a natural form catcher, but he has made himself into a catcher. He's tough. He has played just banged up thumbs and hips and knees and all kinds of stuff to give us what we need back there to be competitive. And I think he'll have a great day behind the plate tomorrow. And Clay has been a four-year starter, shortstop. Clay kind of struggled early in the sectional over at Lewis Cass, and then we talked about that a little bit. But his last two games, he's played really well, and he's kind of been a stalwart for that infield. For the last 4 years, you don't have many four-year starters at shortstop, so I think that's going to be a neat experience for him over here tomorrow. And then Will, everybody knows about Will. He's worked his off from a freshman that was thrown 78 to now, a senior who, in his start here against Taylor, hit 95. So he has put in the work, and a lot of people see that stuff about Will, and I don't think they realize what Will has done in the weight room and how many hours he spends working outside of here. And I told you he got dinged up in that Eastern game, and we weren't sure he was going to be able to play in the sectional. He put in more work in rehab and time in getting himself healthy than people will ever know. I have the utmost respect for that kid, and he's going to go on to have a great, great college career outside of here. And then Wade's been our starting center fielder, and kind of carried us offensively through that sectional. We had some guys that typically hit the ball a little better than what they did over there. And Wade kind of put us on his back and said, we're not going home early this year in that Cass game. And threw in five runs, and I think it was 3 for 4, 3 for 5 in that game. And really got us through that one. And in fact, just stayed hot through the tournament and got us to here tomorrow. And I can talk about some other kids too. Today, Harshbarger, sophomore outfielder, and relief pitcher came in and closed that game out against Cass. It's kind of the same, maybe 7 for 11 or 8 for 11 in that sectional tournament, and really kind of, again, when we had a couple other guys struggle at the plate, kind of carried the load to get us through it. And it's been really fun to watch these kids grow. You talk about these seniors. We won 10 baseball games in the freshman year, so to see them get to this point, 100% of the credit goes to them. They have worked their tails off and decided that they were going to change the culture that just wasn't very good. And they've made that decision, about halfway through their freshman year that they weren't going to tolerate anything less. And they have carried that on and created, in my opinion, a culture and a program here that is a lot of the reason why we are where we are. And Don, I can talk about the kids. Okay, Grady Lytle was third base. Grady wasn't a starter when we came into the year. Actually, when we scrimmaged, he bounced in and out. Owen Duff got hurt, and we had to play Grady at third base. And Owen was out for about 2.5 weeks. And when Owen got healthy, we just realized you can't move Grady. Like he earned that spot at third base and gave us the flexibility with Owen, which is great because Jake got hurt. So Owen, without missing a beat, goes to play first base, never played first base in his life. And win that Delphi game, game two of Delphi. And since then, we haven't moved Owen from first base. So these kids, I don't think anybody realizes, Saturday will be the first time since week one that we're going to put a fully healthy lineup on the field. We have had a starter or two starters out in almost every game this year. So it will be exciting for us to be able to put that lineup out there. Tate's finally back, coming off his broken finger. And, I mean, it's just been a really interesting thing for us. And, we're excited to be healthy and see what we can do.
I think it says a lot for the athleticism that the Carroll kids have right now, and the ability to understand that it's a lot better in winning than it is in losing. And I applaud all that. I wish that we could be up there to be covering you this weekend. We've got some challenges going on, and then I'm actually getting ready to head for vacation, and that's one of the reasons why we're not coming up on Saturday. Didn't make a lot of sense for us to do that and then not be able to follow you the rest of the way. But here's one thing that I'm going to promise you. I'm heading out west, and the semi-state and the state, when you're playing in both, I'll be watching and following the best I can on my phone, and hoping that the Cougars can bring one home.
Well, we appreciate that, and Don, I appreciate the opportunity to talk about our kids. We're probably I guess the best way to say this is that we're probably the most, unheard of number one that there's been in a while. We're 25-1, and we haven't got a lot of media coverage to be able to talk about our kids. So anytime we get the opportunity to do that, I really appreciate it. And, hopefully if as we make a deeper run in the tournament, we'll be able to get some of these guys a little bit more recognition as we go on.
Yeah, well, I have a feeling that's going to happen. We wish you the best of luck this weekend. Go get Delphi, and then, take that championship back home to Carroll for the regional, and then get focused in the semi-states in Lafayette or LaPorte, right? Or Kokomo, is that right?
Kokomo.
Or LaPorte, yeah. Hopefully Kokomo, you don't have to drive that trip up to LaPorte. That'd be great if you can make it. But we'll talk about that down the week.
That's right. Wherever they want to send us, if we're fortunate enough to be playing, we'll go.
That's a good call. Coach, thanks for calling in, talking to us this morning. Best of luck. We'll be in touch with you to kind of do a follow-up once I get all back, and we can get you back here on Inside the Huddle.
Sounds good. Appreciate it, Don.
Okay. We've been speaking with Cameron Parkhurst, the head coach of the number one team in 2A baseball, the Carroll Cougars, taking on Delphi about 1:30 Saturday. Man, get out and watch them. They're a great team to watch. All right, we'll be back in a minute.